The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them by the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous, for joy they were amazed. And he asked them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I speak to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me is in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms and must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to the understanding of the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sin would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are all witness of these things, the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord.
Well, happy Easter to all of you. The Easter season begs for us to contemplate and think more deeply about the resurrection of Jesus. What is the resurrection? Why is it important to us? Why is it essential to our faith? What does Jesus teach us in his resurrection? You might also ask, why does the Bible offer so many accounts of the resurrection of Jesus? There's actually many reasons, but two particularly important ones. One, because it shows us that Jesus really is God. The divinity of Jesus points us towards the truth and purpose of all that he taught us. All his miracles, his great witness of love for the world, why he died for us on the cross. But also, number two, when we see Jesus after the resurrection, when we hear the accounts of that resurrection experience after Jesus died on the cross, we understand why we believe in Jesus. Why? Because we believe that we too will rise with the Lord Jesus on the last day. It's a fundamental tenet of our faith. In the resurrection of Jesus, we see our hope. We too will rise to meet our bodies and live eternally with the Lord. The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no evil will touch them. In Jesus, we find eternal freedom and eternal joy. We hope that in the end of time, we will find there, all will find there, that joy that we hope for in the resurrection of Jesus. And so Easter is about finding our joy in the resurrection of the Lord. In the fullness of time, the saints of God, those who are in heaven, the just, will receive their bodies with true flesh and bones. We hear about that in these readings. Jesus tells us and shows us in his own resurrected body. He even says, "Look at my flesh, touch my hands, see me eating, see me with you, truly with you. This is not just for me," Jesus says. "This is for us all." And so when we see Christ not only crucified but resurrected, we see our hope. And in fact, that is what we receive from this altar. Jesus in his resurrection comes to us as our food. In Jesus, we will be transformed and given the gift of eternal hope in and with God. So this is the truth of our faith. So for us now, what does this truth teach us? How do we live our life heading toward that hope in God? Well, as we hear in these readings, we need to be people who are constantly seeking conversion. We have to repent of our sins. That's one thing. But also, we have to be witnesses of this truth. We have to be willing to witness to others about the truth of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is not a symbol. It's not something that happens to Jesus alone. This gift of eternity is for the whole world. Every soul. This is why we must be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. The world needs to know the Lord. And not just know, but understand the beauty of why we should know Jesus. We have to give people a reason for their hope. It says that in the Bible as well. Don't be afraid to give people a reason to hope in the Lord. When we know and love and serve Jesus, he gives us the beauty and joy of the resurrection, the gift of our own resurrection, of our own unity with God. We should know Jesus and then help others to know Jesus. It's very simple. It's a simple formula for Christians. Know Jesus, help others know Jesus. We don't do it very much, though. Do we often seek those out who we think maybe they need to know the Lord? Do we ask people, "Hey, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with him? Do you pray? Do you go to church? Do you read the Bible?" That's not a Protestant question. Those are Protestant questions. Those are Christian questions. Those are Catholic questions. That's for us. We should know Jesus and help others to know Jesus. Because we all desire to live with Jesus for eternity in the great hope of heaven. But as St. Peter says today, we have to first repent and be converted. Sin must not be a part of our life. And that takes daily choosing Christ and saying no to sin and yes to him. St. John says it in a different way in the second reading. He says, if you say you know Jesus, but do not keep his commandments, you are deceiving yourself and others. And so he's saying, you're not saying you have to be perfect, but you have to be striving to live as Christ called us to live. So we have to be people who are constantly on the road of conversion and mercy. We seek mercy from God, and we seek to proclaim Jesus to the world. Why? Because everyone seeks heaven. We're all on the road to heaven. We're on the road to the Father, our true home, our heavenly home. This is the message of the resurrection. Be people who seek heaven. Be people who seek heaven. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.